All right, Adam.
Hello, Evan. How's it going?
It's good. So we are post
Comic-Con.
Day three, heading home.
And full post Comic-Con. This is the end of the weekend. So you'll hear Adam's voice being a little
raspy. It's okay. I sound a little more adolescent. It's fine.
I mean, I was going to say sexy, but... Hot.
Yes. Like the weird lesbian zombies.
Next to us.
Very odd indeed.
Lesbian zombies from outer space. If anyone's interested, I believe it's lesbianzombies.com. So there you go. Free plug for our booth mate next door. Not booth mate, but booth neighbor.
Booth neighbor, exactly.
This is a good weekend. So we gave away a ton of swag.
Of stuff, which was great.
Had a very fun panel this morning with Steven, our Dead 10 artist, and the Glitch creators.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. Like, we really kind of got into the smaller group there, but that let it be a kind of much more intimate conversation, which was kind of nice. And so it seemed like most of the people that came to the panel were... kind of interested in making stuff in this arena, which is actually really cool. So the conversation very much turned into kind of how are we thinking about creating stuff and kind of what the process is and kind of how does the business part work. And it's kind of a cool little round table with probably about 20-25 people. And then several of those folks swung by the booth and talked to the Glitch.
Chatted again.
Folks again.
Great.
So, it was just a pretty great weekend. And, we were chatting before this about just the fun of, just watching people get it.
Yes.
Both at the booth and then in some individual conversations as well, just kind of, being able to actually now really show what this is and the number of people that were even shocked and surprised that this was a thing was kind of amazing and very gratifying. So it's like, comics specifically formatted for your phone and like, what? Really?
Yeah, that was nice.
A lot of people saying that they were, would check it out. And so, we'll see over the next couple of days what the, download numbers are and subscriber numbers are. But a very promising, very promising, group of conversations and just, additional.
Good way to launch, basically.
Yeah, very good way to launch. And I think part of the goal we've talked about previously is just kind of getting out and talking to people that are in the kind of potential audience and seeing those reactions and seeing, are there areas that we're not necessarily thinking about that would make someone less interested or more interested?
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, very much across the board, the reactions were very, very positive, both to the app itself and the content, specifically. It's a very, very good way to kind of celebrate this thing being out real,
in
the world.
Alive.
Yes, exactly. So, due to my mistake, we are still waiting on the final approval from Apple for the launch on iOS, but we expect that will go live tomorrow.
Yep.
But we have been live on Android all weekend, and I was
getting a good number of downloads.
It's funny, for the first time in my life, I've been happy to see a large number of Android phones over the weekend.
Yes.
So, being a pretty diehard Apple guy, every time someone had an Android phone, I was like, yes, you can download it. So, it's very funny. And then I had some really interesting conversations with other creators and publishers and, a handful of people that I would love to, kind of continue to chat about pulling some of their content into one of our next launch waves.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of see how some of that stuff develops.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It'd be very neat to see how people will now start to kind of come to this thing.
Yes.
From other publishers.
Exactly.
Because we're not directly in competition with them,
which is very nice. Yeah, it's very, very much a at least at this point, especially a plus, not a detractor from what they're already doing, which, is very cool. I think a good weekend overall. I think we're a little tired and fried, but in the best possible way.
Yep.
We're coming home with a very minimal amount of stuff, which is also great.
A couple of boxes full of stuff, which is great. Small boxes of stuff.
Yeah, small boxes of stuff. So, next up, we got in this hectic couple of weeks here is now we've got a week to prepare basically for the Mobile World Congress, where we have our next event. So October 22nd, we will be presenting a panel about what our concept for micro franchise building, which is kind of fundamentally around, you know, building the next great entertainment franchises on mobile and digital.
Yep.
With, of course, Macroverse being a critical component of that. So that'll be really interesting, a lot of fun. So Mobile World Congress is, you know, kind of put on by the trade organization for the world's telecoms. And this year in particular is a combination, you know, sort of a real kind of entertainment oriented, you know, kind of focus because of the launch of 5G and, you know, kind of all the new streaming and everything that's going on. So it's going to be really interesting to kind of talk to that audience.
Yes.
Through the lens of kind of how we're thinking about media and Macroverse and kind of where this all goes from here. So that's, again, coming up on the 22nd. So if you happen to be there, we will be presenting, I believe it's at 4 o'clock on that day.
On that Tuesday, right?
On that Tuesday.
Yep.
And then we've got a great panel of other people involved in digital and mobile media and media in general who will be joining us to kind of chat about, yes, you know, how they see all of that and how we're, in some cases, working together to build out this ecosystem. So yeah, it's going to be a really interesting event. So we've basically got a week to put that together.
Yep.
And then, on from there.
I know. So, yes. And then we get serious about the kind of building of the Macroverse audience.
Exactly. Cool, exactly. So it's going to be a, yeah, really fun rest of the month on into
indeed,
there.
Indeed.
So with that, thank you for listening over this Comic-Con weekend.
Indeed.
And if you haven't already, why the hell have you not downloaded the app?
Please
especially
do.
If
yes.
you're, so to be very clear, if you're on Android, the full version is available right this second.
Yep.
If you're on iOS, there is a live version on the App Store that has Dead Town, so it's not like you can't go download it. It's just you'll get an update over the next day or so that has the full version with
and
all
you
the titles.
Do a clean install and the update.
Yes, if you do if you go that road, definitely do a delete and reinstall when the update occurs. We've changed a bunch of stuff in the database structure on the back end, and that could cause a problem with the update.
Yes.
If you go that road, but don't let it stop you from enjoying some Dead Town in the meantime. So I think we'll drop it. We'll leave it there. Great weekend.
Adam, yep,
thank
love
you
it.
For
thank you.
All of the fun and good times.
All good always.
And
yep, yep, yep.
More,
looks
more,
awesome.
More to come.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.